Aram, help the lady with her herd. The paddock by the north wall.
I've got some precious metals, a little, or I can trade from what I picked swapping up for the horses. I've got wind-up alarm clocks, Swiss Army knives, needles and pins, sewing thread, combination padlocks, fish hooks and synthetic fishing line, egg beaters, sausage grinders and such like, and some Fruit of the Loom underwear and good hiking socks, still in the plastic.
Our van beamed at him. Those were light, high-value goods.
And I wouldn't have told you about it all if this were on the square. Just the thing a bandit would love to steal to go along with the horses. Yeah, but go ahead. Think I'm stupid.
They began to dicker. That went briskly, and Howell had an obscure sense that he'd been skinned afterward, even though the price wasn't unreasonable. He and Signy turned over their horses to Arvan's workers. Half of them had the same family resemblance, and went in through the tavern's front doors, their saddlebags over their shoulders, after politely declining an offer to lock them up in a strongbox. He bustled in ahead of them. Marvel blinked as he strode into the main room. Places like this have been springing up at natural stopping points over the past couple of years, as the simple scramble to survive lifted a little, and men began to learn, or relearn a little, how to live in the changed world. A few things were ordinary. A big common room with a fireplace and a bar, tables and booths, stairs to rooms above, a kitchen that served as a barrier between the inn proper and the quarters of the owner and his family and retainers. This one was bigger and tidier than most. It didn't stink here, though it smelled of cooking and wood smoke, and the food looked to be more than the usual bread with stew from a pot kept eternally bubbling on the hearth. Not that he didn't like a good savory stew, but it wore if you were traveling a lot, especially when savory translated as thick and brown.
Better lit than most, too. Christ Jesus, they've even got a blackboard menu up. The shish kebab looked tempting, but... double bacon cheeseburger with fries.
The innkeeper had led them to a booth with a waitress poised. There was even ketchup, doubtless homemade under the lying Heinz label, but he suspected it would be good.
Me too.
The other surprise was the rugs. Not on the floor, which was clean swept asphalt, still bearing faint yellow and white stripes, but hanging from the walls, the only ornaments except for some not quite Russian-looking religious images, the colors of the rug were deep and rich. Wine reds and blues and purples, in patterns that combined geometry with stylized flowers and animals. They reminded him of some of the Larsons had had in the big house before the change. A couple of them had unusual combinations of colors, paler and more delicate. He recognized the one weavers in the bear killer territory and its neighbors had produced from wild indigo, safflower, berries, and some new to him as well.
Those for sale?
My friend. The only things not for sale are our land, our weapons, and our women. I sell food, I sell lodging, I buy and sell horses, and tack and doctor horses, and have them shod. I trade bulk grain and foodstuffs, and I sell the goods people trade to me for these things. And I sell rugs, yes.
Avo pointed at the carpets with the colors of homemade dyes.
Looks like you make them, too.
My aunt, rather, and my wife, and some girls they've taught. Just this little while, but it is a tradition, my family. In the old country, I came to America from my homeland not long before the change. We lost everything in the war there, when we had to flee Baku. I fought with our army until we won, but then there was no making a living. So, we built up a little business here, brought over some of my relatives, and then, the whole world goes crazy. At once, I saw that Portland was doomed.
You got out with the rugs?
We had bicycles, and we made a cart for them. To pull, you understand, with all the supplies we could gather. I had a restaurant. The rugs we hid after a day or two on the road. We lived in the woods for many months. From hunting, the supplies we had, and the few cows and pigs and chickens we found. Then I come here when the worst was over. See, it is a good place when things get better, and...
He glanced around, pride in his eyes.
What's your price on the rugs, new and old?
More for the old than the new. The new are good, very good. But we are still... what's the word? Experimenting with dyes. And we need more alum to fix the colors.
Anne knows cloth better than I do. Bargain's good, too.
The food came, and glass steins of beer. The latter was as cold as you could get by keeping the barrels in a cellar. The waitress also had a little scale, and looked at the scraps of silver with a practiced eye as she weighed them. He ate the hamburger with appreciation. The food at Larsdalen was excellent, of course, but he spent a lot of time in the field. The fresh tomatoes must be among the first of the season, started under glass and then planted out, and they were delicious. The onions, pungent and strong. The lean ground beef, a meaty delight, set off by the rich tang of the cheese and the smoky salt bacon. Food often tasted better since the change, when it was fresh particularly. Out of season, you got things fried, pickled, canned, smoked, or salted, if at all, and hoped like hell nothing went dangerously and undetectably bad. At that, the Willamette growing season was longer than most places. Diets got a lot more monotonous east of the mountains, or further north. Sarian nursed one stein of beer as he had carpet after carpet brought over.